In the new film, The 1517 to Paris, director Clint Eastwood cast three real-life heroes to play themselves on the big screen. We spoke to the three of them yesterday, and we'll link you to that conversation at hereandnow.org. As NPR contributor Andrew Lapin reports, having real-life heroes play themselves in a movie is part of a Hollywood tradition.
In 2015, three Americans vacationing in Europe helped subdue a gunman on a high-speed train traveling from Amsterdam to Paris. The whole thing was over in seconds, but their bravery and quick thinking likely averted a massacre. Spencer Stone, an off-duty Air Force staff sergeant, and Alex Scarlatos, a National Guard specialist, together with their childhood friend Anthony Sadler, were awarded the French Legion of Honor and numerous American medals for valor. And now they're getting the creme de la creme of heroes tributes. The 1517 to Paris is a movie about them, starring them, and focusing on the moments leading up to their heroic act. Director Clint Eastwood has Stone, Scarlatos, and Sadler reenact that daring takedown on board the Thales train, this time with some added sense of destiny thrown in, as in this scene where they share a quiet moment in a cafe.
Wait, what'd you say?
I don't know, man. It's something I said in Venice. I was caught up in that European high, I'm not gonna lie.
Nah. You should have heard this guy. He was talking about how life is catapulting him towards something, like some greater purpose or something like that.
Spencer said that.
I know, Dina, right?
By casting real-life heroes in a movie as themselves, Eastwood is picking up on a Hollywood tradition that dates back to World War II. That was when director William Wyler met Harold Russell, an Army veteran who lost both his hands while making a training film. Wyler himself had made films on the front lines, and he cast Russell in the 1945 drama The Best Years of Our Lives as a vet named Homer who struggles with his disability at home. In one scene, he takes his girlfriend through his bedtime routine.
This is when I know I'm helpless. My hands are down there on the bed. I can't put them on again without calling to somebody for help. I can't smoke a cigarette or read a book. If that door should blow shut, I can't open it and get out of this room. I'm as dependent as a baby that doesn't know how to get anything except cry for it. Well, now you know, Wilma. Now you have an idea of what it is.
Russell had no acting experience, but his performance was so heartbreaking that he won two Oscars for the role, Best Supporting Actor and an honorary award for bringing hope to other veterans. He's the only actor in history to win two Oscars for the same performance. Oh, and the film took Best Picture, too. 10 years later, Audie Murphy made his screen debut. Murphy was one of the most decorated combat veterans of all time, and he played himself in the World War II film To Hell and Back.
They'll never be able to stay here with 30 men. Put them on backseating time with A Company.
What about you?
I'm going to stay here and see if I can get some artillery working.
So there were big differences between how Russell and Murphy were used in the movies. Russell got to be the everyman, a symbol of the human cost of combat. He was allowed to be complex and vulnerable on screen, even if for only one movie. But Murphy? He was Hollywood's new leading man, a handsome champion of American values. And the military saw him as a recruiting tool, even if that meant having him relive the battles that first gave him PTSD. Our new trio is a little of both. Everyman who becomes Superman when the moment calls for it. One of the things that movies have the power to do is reenact real-life trauma. But here, Eastwood is giving Stone, Scarlatos, and Sadler the chance to help shape their own legends. And who wouldn't want to take that train? For Here and Now, I'm Andrew Lapin.